Chapter 28. Anne's Story. As soon as I got to Kimberley, I sent a telegram to Suzanne, and she joined me as quickly as she could. I was surprised to find that Suzanne really was fond of me. I thought she was just enjoying me as an entertaining friend for a short time, but she had stayed on at the Falls after I disappeared, hoping I was somewhere nearby. She cried happily when we met. When we weren't feeling quite so emotional, I sat down on the bed and told her the whole story.
"Oh, Anne, dear," she said when I had finished. "How do you know that this young man of yours is telling the truth? You believe every word he says."
"Of course I do," I cried.
"But I don't see anything at all, except his good looks," Suzanne smiled, "and his wild behavior, just like in those adventure stories you love so much."
I quickly turned the conversation to Sir Eustace.
"I heard from Paget before I left the Falls," Suzanne said. "He's leaving Cape Town today to join Sir Eustace in Johannesburg."
"Good," I said. "I will meet his train here." I wanted to see Paget as soon as possible, and this was my best chance. We decided that I should go alone. Paget would be less willing to speak in front of the two of us. According to the hotel porter, Paget's train would stop at Kimberley at 5:40 on the following afternoon, though he did not think it would get through to Johannesburg. He was sure the line had been blown up by a bomb, he told me cheerfully. I was waiting at the station when the train arrived. Everybody jumped out and began walking up and down. I saw Paget, and he immediately became nervous.
"Dear me, Miss Bedingfeld, I thought you had disappeared."
"I have reappeared, Mr. Paget, with something important to ask you. What were you doing at Marlow on the 8th of January?" He jumped violently.
"Really, Miss Bedingfeld?"
"You were there."
I was, yes."
"Won't you tell me why?"
"Hasn't Sir Eustace already told you?"
"Sir Eustace? Does he know?"
"I am almost sure he does. I hoped he had not recognized me, but from things he has said, I fear he did. In any case, I mean to explain the matter and offer to leave my job."
A whistle blew, and the people began to climb back into the train. "Mr. Paget, why did you go to Marlow?"
"It was wrong of me, but natural."
"What was natural?" I cried. He was back in the train now, leaning down to speak to me. And in three short sentences, he told me. At last, I knew Paget's secret. It was not at all what I had expected. I walked slowly back to the hotel. There, a telegram was given to me. It contained full and clear instructions for me to go to a station this side of Johannesburg, where I would be met by a driver. It was signed not Andy, but Harry. I sat down to do some very serious thinking.